Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a freaking break, okay? I have been a freaking diva for 40 freaking years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Welcome back to another wonderful episode of Share and Retweet, the podcast that dives down the rabbit hole that is Cher's Twitter feed.
Whee!
Kaplush. I am, of course, one of your hosts, Mr. Andy Ballock.
I am the other one of your hosts, Mr. Justin Porter.
I like how formal we are today.
Very formal. It's black tie.
Oh, good. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at Share and Retweet. Rate and review us on Apple Podcast or whatever podcast you are currently listening to our dulcet tones on.
Me. And share with your friends. You know, splash it around the internet, around your social group.
Mm-hmm.
Get some wine. Splash some wine, splash the podcast.
Have a listening party.
Have a Tupperware equivalent party for our podcast.
If anyone is going to be having a listening party, please let us know and we will live stream you.
We will absolutely do that. If there's anyone that's going to host a listening party of our podcast, you're my new best friend.
Oh, yeah. And it's not difficult to get me on a night when I'm drinking wine.
No, that's every night. For both of us.
Correct. Let's do it. Let's jump straight in.
It's been a big week
every
for
week.
Cher.
Every goddamn week. Every week. Oh, it's been a big
when
week.
When has it not been a big week for Cher? Can she not have a big week? Ever.
Yeah.
Is it in her DNA?
I want to come onto this podcast and have nothing to give you and literally just go, well, Cher tweeted once this week and she just tweeted hi again.
Honestly, I dream of the day when that happens. I dream of the day I walk in and I literally have nothing to say.
Cher dropped her phone. She cracked the screen. She's not been on any social media.
End of podcast.
We go home.
And that's all we have. But no. We have a lot to talk about. Obviously, the first and biggest thing is Cher's album dropped.
Dancing Queen came out last Thursday.
Yes.
That's correct, isn't it?
I think so. In Australia. Midnight. It was a midnight. Rolling midnight release.
A rolling midnight release.
Well, yep. There was big. She even kept saying, I think she had like three tweets that she put out that said, it's midnight. Wherever you are, it's midnight. Australia, it's midnight. She's just telling the time. Really wanted people to know it was coming out on midnight.
She's promoting it like she's promoting a shitty improv show.
Hey, please come to my show.
Yeah.
Hey, can you?
Hey, guys.
You know what? That's so funny that you say that because I've literally posted these types of messages about shows that
about improv shows that we've been going to.
Maybe it's. Not that she's promoting it like it's a shitty improv show, but she's as humble as a person who is doing a show that no one knows about.
Yeah, she's Cher, and she's still like, fingers crossed people come to see my little show.
I hope people show up.
That's why I'm going to Newcastle.
Yeah.
I mean, well done, Newcastle.
I mean, I'm having three shows in Melbourne so that hopefully that works for everyone's schedules.
Oh, is this going to be okay, guys?
I hope they show up.
Oh, I know you've just done Fringe Festival and everyone's a little bit, you know,
toasty. They're all crispy and burnt out.
You don't have much money at the moment.
I don't want to see stuff.
Yeah.
But maybe if you can come see my little show.
I'm in a tiny venue called Rod Laver Arena.
Super intimate.
It's hard to find. It's hard to get to. You might not have heard it. It's up some stairs and then it's inside the arena.
Yeah. If you need any comps, it'll be $700.
Cher does not understand what a comp is.
basic concepts.
I mean, I'm giving you this ticket with compliments, but also you have to pay me $700.
So yeah, that's happening. And her concert in Melbourne is coming up this week.
Very exciting.
A couple concerts, I believe.
Yep. 300.
3 million concerts.
She's doing 3 million Las Vegas concerts.
She's doing so many Vegas shows.
Yeah.
I think maybe she's just getting residency in like Caesar's Palace or something, and she's just putting that as part of her tour.
I mean,
like, she's got a 20-year contract with Caesar's, but she's just listing all her
performance
dates as her tour.
I like to think that Cher is finally having a sit down.
Right.
She's basing herself in one city and just going, oh,
I'm just going to rest for a while.
Here is fine. Here is fine. It's warm.
Do it here. It's great. It's central in America.
Everyone can get there. So hopefully some people will come.
Hopefully people come to this one.
Because I don't know how the rest of the... Is it a tour? Can we call it a tour?
If no one shows up, can I still call it a tour?
I hope so. Fingers crossed, guys.
At least Polly will be at every show. If no one else.
Polly is Cher's tech.
She's doing it for free.
She's doing it for real. Why not? Polly, you can come with me to New Zealand and Australia, but you have to tech my show.
Yeah. I'll pay for the flights, but I'm going to need you to run the board.
It's not too hard.
It's just beep, beep, boop, beep, boop.
Yeah.
It's all pre-programmed, honestly.
It's all on QLab.
Just hit start, and the rest will happen.
Just hit start.
And then have a mimosa.
Yeah.
It's fine. Have 10.
Do whatever you want to do, Polly.
And bring me some. If there's no one in the crowd, bring me a mimosa.
I've got a couple of stools on stage. We can just sit
and
chat.
We can just sit and gab all night.
I love this new show of Cher's.
Yeah, I actually really want to come
Cher
to this.
Cher and Polly have a gab.
It's Cher's fringe show.
Oh my God. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I'd love to see that, but we'll have to wait. I think that's a while off.
Yeah, that's Fringe 2020. Oh, can you imagine if like Cher won like a new emerging artist award?
Oh yes,
for Fringe Festival.
That'd be great.
Mm.
If she went by some nom de plume and was just this artist named
Cynthia
Eveltaine.
Cynthia Eveltaine? She sounds like she's about to hijack a spaceship.
Don't you want to see that show?
The show is literally called Cynthia Eveltaine Hijacks a Spaceship.
Yes.
Tickets are $20.
And you can share.
And you can only buy them on the door. And you just see Cher is just Cher having a mimosa on stage with Polly for an hour.
I would love to see that show. Holy crap.
And she still wins Best Emerging Artist Award.
Best Emerging Artist.
Cher, it's a new Cher tweet.
So the first tweet I would like to discuss is from the 30th of this month, 2018, which is the year that we were currently in. So the tweet is, I'm totally down with Clean Bandit. It didn't come together. Now, Justin, what did you think Clean Bandit was?
I didn't know.
Because originally, I thought it was a food.
I thought it was a show, maybe. But I think I'm confusing it with The Lone Ranger.
That is a movie.
It's a show. It started as a show.
It's a book, isn't it?
I don't know what it is.
Oh, we get to the truth.
Why am I on trial here? I don't know what Clean Bandit is. I don't know what Lone Ranger are.
Well, there's only one.
Lone Ranger. It was a black and white show.
Okay.
So that's how old it is.
All right.
If that gives you an idea.
That does.
50s and before.
Okay.
Ish.
So Clean Bandit is a British band.
Ah.
I did research. Here's what happened. The lead singer of Clean Bandit sent a public tweet out to Cher saying, can I get a DM, a direct message? Because they wanted to collaborate with her. Cher saw it, replied to it. And the lead singer didn't see the reply for like a month and a half. And then was like, oh no, Cher actually replied. She sent me a DM and I never did anything. So she missed out on collaborating with Lord and Savior.
Is it that difficult to see direct messages?
Well, if you get a lot of them.
Well, does Clean Bandit get a lot of messages?
Well, enough for Cher to hide in the woodworks.
Well, then why wouldn't you say, if you get that many messages where you can't keep up with it.
Mm.
Why would you offer that as the way for someone to get in touch with you?
Well, I don't think they ever thought that Cher would see it and send them a direct message.
Do we think she's saying now then that it's not happening?
Yeah. So what happens? The lead singer came out and just went, I missed a message from Cher and now we're not doing a duet with her.
Oh, I missed a message from Cher. Oh, Cher, could you please send it through again? Sorry, Pip-Pop, I missed it. Oh, no. Sorry, Cher. I've got so many messages. I can't keep track of all of them. So many celebrities and high-profile people messaging me day in and day out. I just can't keep track. Cher, can you send another message through? That'd be great. Fuck off.
My favorite thing, every time
they are.
Every time you do a British accent, somehow you always get in the phrase pip pop.
Pip 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 pop pippity squat.
I'm from London, pip pop, pippity squat, have some tea.
That's what they say.
That's not what they say.
It is. Moving on.
So you're not the only one that didn't understand what this tweet meant. Pauline Music didn't understand it either, and she has replied to Cher saying, what? We can't understand. Please explain us what's the meaning of it.
Hmm. People need to stop addressing their questions directly to Cher.
Yeah.
If they need clarification, there is a community.
Yeah. Hashtag Cher Crew.
Hashtag. Just put hashtag Cher Crew in your message.
And they will and help you
they
out.
They will help you. Someone will get back to you, I promise.
They will. It's literally like sending a message to the switchboard.
Yes.
It will be fine.
It has to go somewhere and it will come back to you.
This is Cynthia at Cher Crew. How can I help you?
Hi, Cynthia. I was just wondering what the Clean Bandit tweet that Cher put was about.
Okay, I'm just going to bring that up. Were there any emojis in there?
No, but there was a
no emojis.
Comma, no emojis, but okay. A comma was in the wrong space.
Yeah, no, that's normal.
Okay, all right, but there were no emojis.
Okay, no, that's fine. Oh, were we talking about the lead singer of Clear Bandit who missed a message from Cher?
Well, I don't know. Is that what happened?
Well, that's what happened, yes.
All right, thank you so much.
Can I help you with anything else today?
Well, I've got a bunch of bills that I'd like paid. I went to the DMV the other day.
Oh, yes, you'll have to see my friend Annabelle. She works there now.
Okay.
Hi, goodbye.
This is Annabelle. Can I help you?
Fucking Annabelle.
Hi,
oh
Annabelle.
My God, it's a crossover episode.
Okay, anyway.
So what I like about Pauline Music is that she understands that none of us understand this. And so I want you to keep Pauline Music's little name in your mind. The next person that commented is probably my one of my favorite comments of recent time. It's Matt Merced at The Artist Matt.
I like it.
So, straight out of the gate, he's an artist, all right?
We know that.
You know that.
That's the one thing I know.
Yeah.
And his name is Matt. That's the second thing I know.
Two things you know. Because it's in his handle. I'm on board for this already. Replying to Cher, love your music. So it's not on topic. Instantly off topic. He's gone for a run.
I'm so shocked. I'm absolutely shocked.
Let me sit down. This is going to be weird. Love your music. I think you would look really cool in one of my art shirts. Printemps mask throw pillow for sale by Matt Mercer. And then a link to where you can buy his t-shirts. Matt is trying to hawk his wares.
Yeah, this is sneaky. I also am confused by the link title that says throw pillow.
Hmm.
Because he said it was art shirts.
He's an artist. What are labels?
Well, labels are things you put on things to classify them.
Do we need them? We're artists. Do we need labels? I don't want to live in a world free from labels where every jar is a mystery. Every box is a surprise.
Well, if I wanted to buy a shirt, I'd like to be able to say shirt and mean shirt.
What if you wanted to buy a shirt and you ended up with a throw pillow?
I would be distressed. Yeah, so Matt has incepted Cher's Twitter feed is basically what's happening here.
Yeah, this is Gruella marketing. Gruella? Gorilla.
Gorilla.
Okay.
What was that?
Mm-hmm.
Gruella?
DeVille.
Cruella. I believe you've switched over to the 101 Dalmatians channel.
As I am wont to do.
Share switchboard here.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm sorry, I'm going to transfer you over to the 101 Dalmatians switchboard.
Wonderful.
They can help you with
that
this.
That would be fantastic.
Hello, this is Phil from 101 Dalmatians.
Hi, I've got three Dalmatians.
Yeah, great. All right. Did you want to add them to our collection or would you like more?
I would like more.
All right. Can I get your shipping address, please? I'm going to have those shipped out right now in a airless tube.
Get an airless tube. But how many Dalmatians can I buy?
You can buy as many as you want as long as the number does not go over 101.
All right. So I can buy 1998?
Absolutely not.
I tried to trick you there.
That's a year, ma'am. I'm educated in years, and I know numbers. And that is not
years, less than numbers, 101. And Dalmatians. They're the three things I know.
Those are the three things I was trained on. Anything else, I'm going to need to transfer you back to the share hotline. Okay. Yeah, I love... There's another reply here from Lord is the new Mozart.
Correct. Let that sit with you for a bit.
Let's simmer on that one for a minute. Lord is the new Mozart.
Now, I quite like Lord.
I do like Lord. Yes.
Is she the new Mozart? That's a tough sell.
Is anyone really the new Mozart?
Not unless you are so proficient in classical music that you are creating new classical music as good as Mozart's. Then I feel like you could be compared to Mozart.
Absolutely.
But until that happens, I don't feel like a female singer from New Zealand is the new Mozart.
I do not. Correct. I agree.
All right, we're on the same.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So I think we're on the same page that Lord is the new Mozart. The person is incorrect in her name. His or her.
Mm.
And I think it's a him because it says Connor_98 as the handle.
Correct.
So let's assume it's a him.
Yeah. So let's see what Connor has replied to. I'm totally down with Clean Bandit. It didn't come together.
Well, I'm going to give you a hint, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on topic.
Wow. What a surprise.
Mm.
Please excuse me while I go and get a coffee because I am so stressed out by this new information that I need to take some time to myself.
Yes. The only way I can recalibrate is smashing my head into a brick. That's
running,
how
running
shocked
full
I
pelt
am.
At a wall.
Jumping and diving into a brick wall. So Lord is the new Mozart has replied, collab with Lord, please.
Mm-hmm. Can you hold my coffee?
Can you hold this wall up for a sec?
Oh.
I need to take a dive roll into it.
I would like that collaboration.
It would probably be interesting.
Maybe you've sold me on this, Lord is the new Mozart. Maybe I'm sold.
I'm still not sold on your name.
Share, it's a new share tweet.
So the next tweet we're going to talk about is from the 30th of September as well.
Mm-hmm.
Same day.
Oh, yeah.
Same day, different time. And she tweets, come down's gonna come down, hammer emoji.
Yep. Now.
Hmm.
What is this? What is this?
Well, it's...
It's a lot.
It's all in caps. Let's look at the facts.
Yep.
It's all in caps.
Yep.
It starts with an ellipses.
It's not even an ellipses because it's got
four.
Two extra.
It's four dots.
Well.
So it's an ellipses and a period.
Yep, great.
So we've just caught the end of a previous sentence.
Oh, it's all in capitals. So we can assume it's political.
Well, we can assume it's angry. We can assume it's high strung.
Now, what I like is that Pauline Music, who you might remember from the previous tweet.
I do.
So here she responds, what's going on? What did I missed? Question face and then empty heart emoji?
Yeah, empty heart. I don't even know how to do that.
Neither do I.
How did you do this, Pauline?
What witchcraft are you deploying?
Pauline, are you a witch?
Are you
a good witch or a bad witch?
Which kind of witch are you?
Which
witch are you, Pauline?
Empty heart.
Will you feed me treats to fatten me up?
Yeah, are you a Hansel and Gretel type witch?
Or are you
floating in on a bubble witch?
Yeah, or are you somewhere in between?
Are you Blair Witch?
Blair Witch for you is somewhere in between. Well, we don't know. We know she kills.
Right.
We don't know how.
Exactly what she does. She's creepy.
She could be kind and creepy. I've met people like that before.
She could be doing, you know, like a mercy kill. Maybe that's what Blair Witch does.
Oh, we're, okay. This makes sense now.
Because the kids that wandered into the woods, we don't know much about them.
Very little. I know very little
Did
about them.
Did they just murder a bunch of people before they went into the woods?
And I don't know if any of them have like an outbreak type disease.
Right. Maybe the witch, the Blair Witch,
yes,
sensed that they had some contagion.
And is really saving mankind.
And save the world. The Blair Witch is an unsung hero of mankind.
Oh my God. See, and all it takes is looking at things with a bit of empathy.
Just a little different. Just
see something from someone else's point of view.
See
for
it
once.
Just look, take a, you know, walk around the prism, see a different side.
Yeah, we don't know if those three people did a bunch of murders. You're absolutely right.
Killed
an entire family.
Why were they in the woods? To bury a bunch of bodies?
Were they on the run from the cops?
Looking for a place to do a murder?
Yeah.
Where
is the perfect place to do a murder?
That's right.
Oh, it's in the woods.
We don't know. Were they going to go murder an old hag in the woods?
I mean, that's what they seemed like they were doing.
And it was self-defense?
There you go.
I don't think we've investigated this enough. I want an investigation open, and I want the Blair Witch's name potentially cleared.
Yeah, that's all I've ever wanted.
That's all I've ever wanted.
For the last 3 minutes. I want to clear the Blair Witch's name. Can we just start calling her Blair?
Maybe
is her
Pauline
name Blair?
Music is Blair Witch. Yeah. Maybe Pauline is the Blair Witch.
I mean, if she was a witch, she'd probably be able to figure out what was going on.
You're right. So maybe, we don't know. All right? There's a lot of things we don't know.
We don't know.
Let's just admit that and we...
But I think we can assume now that Pauline is a witch.
I think we have to assume that.
If not...
Because I don't know how that she made that emoji.
That's where it came from!
So she is a witch.
Okay, Pauline's a witch, but she just doesn't have a lot of powers.
She's no bad.
Her powers...
She has powers over typography.
Yeah, her powers are purely emoji-based. Can she do that to any emoji?
Can you suck the middle out of any emoji? Pauline, what else can you remove the insides of?
Just emojis.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just new to the whole witchcraft thing.
I thought maybe you could, like, you know, take a hole out of a muffin or something.
Oh, no, you want my mum.
Ah, the baker witch.
The baker witch. Oh, she can take insides out of muffins.
She'll scoop it right out with her mind.
Yuck.
Replace it with chocolate.
Share, it's a new share tweet.
So let's move on to the next tweet that we have, which is from John Ware.
Correct.
At John Noir 3776577 3.
That's his mobile number.
That's his passport number.
What I love with this is clearly when he was setting up his Twitter, he's gone, John Ware taken, and Twitter's gone, we can suggest John Noir 577 3776577 3, and he's gone, yeah, that's close enough.
I feel like what happened is he typed John Noir. And Twitter was like, that's already taken.
Mm.
He was like, all right, John Ware 2. And Twitter went, that's taken as well. All right, John Ware 3. No, that's taken as well.
Oh.
All right, John Ware 3776577 3. All right.
Oh, I'm good.
Go.
Great.
Can I change that? I didn't want all those. That was just
too late. It's too late. Oh.
it was just, I was just really upset when I did it, though.
Oh, I'm stuck with them now.
It's permanent.
John Ware has replied, if you come to my and you are interested, let me know. A little notice, no problem if you're not interested.
Okay. Okay.
This, for
Romeo.
Me, my favorite part is a little notice. Like, don't just rock
Don't just
up.
Show up. Please share.
All right, like, how? Don't be rude. Don't just come knocking on my door. I need to put the dogs out. I need to do laundry. I've got a life too.
I've got a lot on. This sounds to me like a very polite booty call. He's reaching way out of his league.
You've got to be in it to win it, though.
But it doesn't hurt to ask.
It doesn't.
Follow the follower!
All right, so the follower this week that we're doing is a little less of a follower and more of an incident.
I'm calling it Sharegate.
Sharegate.
You know how dramatic I get with things? This is Sharegate.
No, I don't. I don't know at all. Yes, this is Sharegate.
This is a scandal and a half.
So lay the groundwork. Tell us what's going on. Explain. Give us the backstory.
All right, so I discovered this because of a tweet that literally happened a couple of hours ago. Cher tweeted, wondering why Luke Thornhill and Binge Designs feel they have the right to make money off my face. It's taken me 54 years of hard work to make it worth anything. Could they possibly believe what they're doing is money honest? I'd have a hard time convincing myself I wasn't a thief. Cry face. Now, first off, I love that she is angry, still managed to get a plug in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So here's what happened. Binge Designs has taken an artist's impression of Cher, and the artist being Luke Thornhill, and they have created some t-shirts.
Well, now this is alleged. This is allegedly.
No, that has happened. So they have taken the artist's image of Cher and they've created some t-shirts and are selling these t-shirts. And Cher got wind of this and has cracked it. Now, Luke Thornhill, who's a big fan of Cher's, had no idea that Binge Designs had taken his artwork and made t-shirts out of them.
So there's two parties here. There's Binge Designs and there's Luke Thornhill.
Yeah.
And Cher has kind of equated them as one and the same when they, in fact, are not. And Luke doesn't really have anything to do with Binge Designs. From what I looked at, he's only done one thing with Binge, and it was own original design for charity, and it was this openly gay design shirt that he did for Binge.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that Binge took another illustration that he did, put it on a shirt,
sold the
and shirt. Started selling it.
Yeah.
When you look at their Twitter, I see a bunch of other shirts that are Cher on them, but it's pictures that have kind of had a texture applied to them or been colored strangely, and those have been put onto shirts. But I don't actually see a drawing from him that's been put onto a Cher shirt.
I couldn't find one either.
Hmm. Because what I've seen, there's also these shoes that have, they're shoes that have LEDs on the bottom, and they've got her image from Dancing Queen, her as a blonde, on them, like patterned all over them. And I see those, and those are one of the things that I've seen people kind of up in arms about. But then Paulette Howell, at Howell_Paulette, who we all know as
Cher's best friend.
Cher's best friend, Polly, replies, hi, how do we order these shoes, please? Also, Cher loves this art. Please DM me full face.
Yeah.
What is happening?
This?
So I'm getting mixed messages
here. Everyone is sending mixed messages.
On one hand, Polly is saying Cher loves it. This is 3 days ago on September 27th.
Mm-hmm. So maybe Cher just loves the shoes, doesn't love the t-shirt design.
Maybe, but it's interesting that she would have a problem with an illustration of her being sold.
Yeah, I find it fascinating that she singled out these two people and poor Luke.
Poor Luke.
Who had no idea any of this was going on. Adores Cher, has referenced posts to how much he loves Cher and how much he adores her trailblazing ways and things like that. And so he's woken up and gone, this has almost destroyed my career as an illustrator being dragged into this.
Yeah, he's literally said, I'm making no money from your face. I don't run Binge or have anything to do with them, and I'm hugely against this sort of stuff. My previous tweets prove this. I adore Cher, so this is ... Ouch. Sad face.
Yeah.
So he's super sad that Cher's basically called him out as a thief.
Yeah.
So someone on Twitter has said to Luke, in response to his tweet about, I'm making no money from your face, and the name is Republicans Blow Goats, ghost emoji, leaf emoji, two other leaf emojis, and a pumpkin.
As serious as this scandal is, it's hard to take too much of it seriously.
Oh, it's super hard, Andy. But Republicans Blow Goats, etc., has replied, Luke, how about you make some noise at Binge instead of pulling, quote, poor me? Whoa. Playing the victim isn't cute, and you not pushing back at Binge makes you look suspect. Okay.
You got a lot of spine for someone whose handle is Republicans Blow Goats.
And for someone who knows nothing about what is going on, you're not involved. Shut up.
Oh, well, welcome to the internet, Justin.
Oh, you're right.
I don't know anything about this. Here's 3 cents.
Here's all my opinion.
I got an opinion. You get an opinion. You get an opinion.
I'm Oprah of opinions. So Luke has responded to this and Good. Said, this could potentially damage my illustration career. So yes, I'm going to set the record straight. I don't need to make noise at Binge. I have nothing to do with them. That isn't my issue. My issue is being accused of something I didn't do / have any involvement with.
So I love Luke.
Yeah.
Luke Thornhill had nothing to do with this. He's great. Also, Binge Designs have come out and released a statement. They've said, absolutely devastated. I never meant any harm and only ever intended to celebrate a career of an icon. I didn't do this for the money, which I only really get to cover my costs. I did it to give fans something that they want that isn't available anywhere else. Couldn't be sorrier. And then later, as again tweeted, we would also like to state that Luke Thornhill had nothing to do with this. We worked with him a few years ago on a brilliant charity t-shirt, but nothing else. So everyone is fine?
I guess. But really, I mean, Binge Designs, let's talk about this for a second, because whether or not they use the illustration, they're using her image on t-shirts and selling that.
Mm.
Is that public domain?
I don't know.
I don't think it is. I don't think you can take a picture that was done by someone else that's being used for her current tour and put it on shoes and sell that for profit.
I don't know. I don't know the legalities.
I mean, it's pretty plain. You can't take someone else's image and use it for profit. There's something about this that makes me think she's actually not talking about the drawing, but I don't know. I just don't know, because it's a really weird thing to be upset about.
There's a lot going on. And that's why it's a scandal.
Yeah, so either way, Luke, I feel bad for you. We're with you. I love you.
I stand with Luke. Hashtag I stand with Luke.
Hashtag I stand with Luke.
Can we get that going?
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us one more time on Share and Retweet, the podcast that you have just listened to.
As always, please follow us on the socials, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Share and Retweet.
Like and review us on Apple Podcast or Spotify or
Gigimo. Or wherever else you get your podcasts from.
Don't forget to leave a review and tell all of your friends.
Yeah, and stay tuned because we're still running the giveaway for the Share tickets, the double passes for Melbourne and Sydney. Thank you so much. I've been Justin Porter.
I've been Andy Ballock.
Goodbye.